With Whoopi, I'm Don Swain. English stage actor Sir Alec Guinness is best known to Americans through his movies, such as The Bridge on the River Kwai.
By your leave, sir.
Miss Jennings.
About the escape committee, sir. I've had a talk with Commander Shears.
There won't be any escape committee.
I don't understand, sir. Lieutenant Jennings has a plan.
Yes, yes, I'm sure Jennings has a plan, but escape where? Into this jungle? That fellow Saito is right. No need for barbed wire here. One chance in 100 of survival.
Now in his 70s, Alec Guinness has tried his hand at writing a book of memoirs called Blessings in Disguise, which he describes as an amateur effort.
Like all amateurs, you know, you can set off on something with enthusiasm, like amateur actors, and then gradually get bogged down and stuck and think, how do I move on from here?
Alec Guinness, who writes in longhand, says weeks would go by before he could pick up his pen again.
It isn't an autobiography. I mean, I said I wouldn't write an autobiography, but I was willing to try and write about various people or events that had influenced me in my life.
There are stretches of dialogue of incidents going back 60 years, but Guinness is convinced of the accuracy.
Most actors, I think, have a pretty good memory for dialogue. This book is particularly a thing of things that have influenced me. And if they've influenced me, they are things that have stayed firmly in my memory.
Alec Guinness has adopted a phrase from Shakespeare's Hamlet as a motto for his life. The readiness is all.
Ready for death, ready to take the tide of events when they are flowing your way, ready to relinquish.
Sir Alec Guinness, who, despite his self-described amateur status as a writer, has created a graceful memoir, Blessings in Disguise, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. It goes with the territory. When you are as great an actor as Sir Alec Guinness, you get to associate with the world's greatest writers, as Guinness modestly makes clear in his book of memoirs, Blessings in Disguise. Ernest Hemingway, for example, whom Guinness met in Cuba while filming a movie based on Graham Greene's novel, Our Man in Havana. Hemingway invited Greene, Noel Coward, and Guinness to dinner.
My wife and I took to Hemingway enormously. I found him very warm-hearted and amusing in a rather grumbly way.
But at dinner, Hemingway, annoyed by Noel Coward, pulled Guinness aside.
And took me into his study and said, I can't stand any more of that Coward's inane chit-chat about a whole lot of English actresses I've never heard of.
Guinness and Hemingway began to correspond.
If I'd come back to the States, we would have met up. There was a kind of rapport between us, that was all. And then, alas, of course, he died.
Once, Sir Alec Guinness was invited to dinner by Dame Edith Sitwell, the English poet and critic, where a pianist played a Beethoven sonata, and Sitwell decided to make Beethoven her hate for the evening.
She said, oh, I think Beethoven's the greatest bore. Dylan Thomas was sitting on her right, I was sitting on her left. She started to the right, saying, Dylan, you think Beethoven was the world's biggest bore.
And Thomas and everyone else at the table nodded in agreement.
And I prayed that she'd never come round to me, but she did. And she said, oh, Alec, you think Beethoven's the greatest, world's biggest bore. I saw red for a moment, and I said, no, not at all. I have an idea Beethoven's going to be played and loved long after everyone at this table has been forgotten.
It was 3 years before Edith Sitwell spoke again to Alec Guinness. That anecdote and others are found in a delightful memoir by Alec Guinness, Blessings in Disguise, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.